From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will receive the rare honor of addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday as he continues his week-long trip to the United States. Mr. Abe will become the first Japanese prime minister to ever address a session of the both houses of Congress. That address is expected to begin this hour, and it will be closely watched for any comments about Japan's wartime past. But Prime Minister Abe was the guest of honor Tuesday night at a glamour state dinner in the White House East Room. Stay tuned to VOA and visit voanews.com for the latest on the Prime Minister's comments. The United Nations says it's beginning to distribute food and medicine Wednesday in the area near the epicenter of Saturday's earthquake in Nepal, where the death toll has climbed past 5,000. VOA's Steve Herman is in Nepal and says that the first foreign rescue teams with sophisticated equipment reached the town of Sanku, but the residents there told him they wished the help had arrived sooner.
We put this question to a police armed forces colonel, and he said he definitely empathized with the frustration being expressed by the locals that they had not seen anybody from the government and they hadn't gotten any food and aid earlier. But he said that Nepal's government, with its very limited resources in the best of times, was doing its utmost to help the people here.
Nepalese officials, meanwhile, pledged Wednesday that they would bring improvements in the government's response to those in need of food, water, and shelter. Election authorities in Togo have declared incumbent President Faure Gnassingbé the provisional winner of Saturday's election. Election Commission Chairman announced Mr. Gnassingbé got 1.2 million votes. VOA News. The government of Niger says 46 soldiers and 28 civilians were killed over the weekend as troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of an island in Lake Chad. Officials said Tuesday that 156 militants were also killed in clashes, which began after Boko Haram assaulted Karmanga Island on Saturday. Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz reshuffled a number of top posts on Wednesday, including naming his nephew Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, as the new crown prince. The new heir apparent replaces the king's half-brother, who had just been named crown prince in January when King Salman took power upon the death of King Abdullah. Australia has withdrawn its ambassador to Indonesia in protest at the execution of two convicted drug smugglers. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has the story.
To their supporters, Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran had atoned for their crimes of attempting to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin from Indonesia to Australia. Despite appeals for clemency, both men were executed by firing squad after midnight Wednesday in Indonesia. The Australians died alongside 6 death row inmates from Brazil, Africa and Indonesia. In Australia, there's fury that the government's pleas for mercy were ignored, and Prime Minister Tony Abbott says its ambassador to Indonesia is being brought home in protest.
Ministerial contact have been suspended for some time.
Indonesia says the executions were necessary as part of its war on drugs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
South Korea's spy agency says North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the execution of 15 senior leaders this year. Seoul spy officials provided the information to lawmakers during a private session of parliament on Wednesday, according to one lawmaker. One of the executed officials was said to be the vice minister for forestry, who was killed after complaining about Mr. Kim's forestation plan. However, the information cannot be confirmed. U.S. economic growth slowed sharply in the first 3 months of this year. Wednesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of just 0.2%. That is much slower than the 2.2% rate of the last quarter of 2014. The GDP is the sum of all goods and services produced in a nation and the broadest gauge of economic health. Global press freedom declined last year to its lowest level in more than a decade. That's according to a report issued Wednesday by the international human rights monitoring organization Freedom House. The organization's survey said journalists across the world face restrictions placed on them by forces including authoritarian governments, terrorists, and media owners with business interests. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.